This is KUT. The contract between the Austin Police Association and the city expired 2 weeks ago. That contract defined pay and discipline for officers, but also oversight. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey tells us that without that contract, not much has changed.
The Office of the Police Monitor is still operating.
You've reached the Office of the Police Monitor.
But you wouldn't know from calling their office. The Police Monitor fields complaints about officers from citizens. The rest of the position's powers, like the right to sit in on interviews with officers and internal affairs, were laid out in the previous police contract. But when a new contract came up for approval by council, it was rejected. Community activists came out in droves asking for more accountability, like the ability for the Police Monitor to investigate officers. Ranjana Natarajan directs the Civil Rights Clinic at UT Law.
What makes civilian oversight effective? You need at least a couple of things. The first thing is you have to have investigative powers for the civilians who are doing the oversight.
The rejection sent the contract back to be renegotiated. But more than a week later, the police union said, no, we're done negotiating for now. So where does that leave the Police Monitor?
You've reached the office of
Despite the unanswered monitor. Calls, it's apparently still intact.
Yes, it's remarkable how exactly the same it looks like it will be.
Kathy Mitchell works for the Texas Criminal Justice Coalition. On December 29th, interim city manager Elaine Hart sent a memo to the mayor and council members. In it, she wrote that the office of the Police Monitor would essentially continue as it had under contract.
It will continue to have access to internal affairs investigations, and it will continue to report information to the city manager through that process.
But the future of a second oversight body is still unclear.
My name is Dominic Gonzalez. I've been on the Citizen Review Panel since 2007.
Gonzalez is one of the longest-serving members of the city's Citizen Review Panel. While the Office of the Police Monitor is made up of city staff...
With the Citizen Review Panel, you had volunteers from the public who were qualified and selected to review this information, and in certain cases were able to make recommendations on discipline and critical incidents.
In her memo, Hart said the city is, quote, currently evaluating the Citizen Review Panel. The next step in any negotiation hinges on the newly named but yet to start city manager. The police union says it will start negotiations once the city manager is in place. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.